No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys this morning. Christmas Eve, happy holidays, whatever it is you celebrate. Just want to say you guys are the absolute best, and I'm so thankful to be able to spend some time with you guys. Now, I got back from Indianapolis. Flights were horrible. Everything was kind of canceled and delayed just past midnight. So Chapman's a little tired and spent all day at several airports. That's okay. But the family is up and at them, and we are going to be going out for some Christmas breakfast, which I'm super pumped about. But I wanted to be able to jump on and just get a quick show in because obviously with the short week, Monday Night Football, 49ers, you know, bumped up to the fifth seed after that huge Monday Night Football win. Most Monday Night Football wins all time now tied with the Steelers. There's just too much not to talk about. So I was like, man, I'm going to jump in, get this show done really, really quick. And I just want to say thank you to all the hashtag CCs. Oh, we got all the nice Christmas wishes. You guys are awesome. I freaking love it. This is incredible. So just a little bit better of a recap episode, perhaps, of, you know, the Monday Night Football game. I don't know when I'm going to be able to get all of the film out this week. I want to figure it out. You know, the short week with the travel and all that stuff and holidays is rough. The hangover is never bad, Rick. The hangover is never bad, and it is always worth it, my friend. That is a lie. But anyway, no, things are good, man. anytime you can be together with the faithful, and Indianapolis was an absolute riot, man. We had such a blast, such a cool stadium, such a great game. Everybody showing up, just the best of the best. And shoot, speaking of, look at Josh, my man. Appreciate you, man. Yeah, I got it. Sorry, I was on the plane, and I didn't want to text super late whenever I got home, so I just left it on. Oh, look at that. We're getting compliments on the hat. Try to go with the Christmas theme, right? I got like the Christmas sweater on today for those that can see. This is episode 1578. I have to say thank you to our executive producers, Dorian Campbell, Corey Robbins, 49ers George 365, and David Gill. And man, I really just walked away from the game. You felt it like in the start of the second quarter. And then the third quarter was like, yeah, this is it. And, you know, the graphic that we used for the thumbnail for today's show, that D Winners pick six, just, you know, icing on the cake, whatever you want to call it, nail in the coffin. Everything just felt like it was going right. You get a special teams turnover. You're getting not one, but two rookie sacks. Brock Purdy looks like the greatest quarterback that's ever played football. And I know that's hyperbole, but he could do no wrong. Even the interception that Brock had, yeah, could have been a little bit better of a pass for sure, but off both hands of KB, and even had KB after the game say, hey, I've got to do better than that. Can't let that go to a turnover. Five touchdowns. Highest PFF grade for almost any quarterback, I think, all season. It's just weird. And again, you know, kind of back-to-back weeks, if you just watch Brock Purdy on third downs, that is worth the price of admission by itself. What he has been able to go out there and do, they go 7-4-11 on third down, 1-for-1 on fourth down. It just did not matter. Whatever needed to be done was done by Brock Purdy consistently. And you look at the people that he was throwing to. Obviously, George Kittle's one of the greatest tight ends in the game. He didn't play much in the second half, right? And so you've got Juwan Jennings, you got Kendrick Bourne, DeMarcus Robinson, Sky Moore, Jake Tonjes, Christian McCaffrey for sure. But it was just, it doesn't matter who was out there. It does not matter. And that is a very, very quality defense. Is it a top 10 defense? No. Is it a top 5 defense? No. Is it a bad defense? Nobody would say that. Nobody would say that. Their corners are bad. And we highlighted that. But whenever you see any player that is just, and it's funny because there's a few quarterbacks that just seem to have the 49ers defensive scheme's number. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, like, you know, whatever. Brock is giving that feeling and to opposing fan bases and opposing teams. The Colts fans were awesome, by the way. You know, very respectful, fun conversation, good banter, not rude. They were awesome. But where we were sitting, you know, there were a lot of old hats Colts fans around us. And you could just hear them just be like, good God, there's nothing we could do. They just felt helpless. Because Brock was just doing whatever the hell he wanted to do the entire time. The entire time. And whatever, like, we're in December, almost through December, right? Christmas is tomorrow. It is playoff football time. Yeah, I understand you still got two regular season games left, but it's playoff football time. And when your quarterback is playing that way, yeah, defense has got some issues. Yeah, you're not running for a lot of yards per carry. You did this game over 5 yards per carry. The only third time this season that Christian McCaffrey has averaged over 5 yards a carry, which is crazy to say, but hey, he did it against the Colts. He did it against the Cardinals. He did it against the Falcons now. But man, whenever the quarterback plays that well, everything just seems to go right. Special teams helping, all those things, that is huge, man. Absolutely huge. Look at this. We got a super chat from Jacob. Thank you, Jacob. Merry Christmas from the Middle East, JC. Oh, what's up, man? Halfway through this deployment and watching the Niners Quest for Six along with your podcast has helped me big time, brother. Keep on keeping on, my man. Hashtag CC. Jacob, thank you so much for what you're doing. It just, man, you are the best of all of us. And we love you, man. And stay safe. And just know we are there with you in whatever way that means. We love you, man, and appreciate your generosity. And just know you are the best of us. And that is all I can say. You are the freaking man. Look at this. Stefan, appreciate the super chat. Just placed a bet that we win out through the Super Bowl. Woo! I haven't done that yet. I have not done that yet. But, yeah, you are the freaking man. And why not? Why not feel the confidence? You look at the standings. Everything that the 49ers could have ever wanted is just eight quarters away to put yourself in the best possible situation that you could possibly be going into the playoffs. Beat the Bears, beat the Seahawks, get your bye. Now, the consolation prize is, man, you drop one of those games, you're still in the playoffs. I said all year, if you get to 10 wins, you're in the playoffs. They got to 10 wins, solidified, clinched the playoffs. But now, you're playing for gravy, right? You lose one of these games, you're not going to win the division. You're not going to host a playoff game. You're going to be on the road. But that's not a bad consolation prize. Win, first round bye. Home field throughout, including the Super Bowl. Lose one, lose two, still in. Still in. And, you know, if the playoffs were right now, dude, that five seed's looking pretty damn sweet. I mean, tell me you got to travel to Carolina Panthers. I know it's a long trip. But, dude, you already freaking opened up a can on them already. Like, that is a bad matchup for them. I don't think it'd be as one-sided as it was. But, man, if you ask me, all right, first seed, fifth seed, everything else just, you know, there's nobody that I'm like overly, oh, I'm really worried about them, and this is a bad matchup. No. Don't feel that way about any team at all. Where the 49ers is sitting right now, pretty damn sweet. Trey, appreciate Super Chat, my man. Nina Hawks and Rams to lose for some wiggle room. Hope Kittle is okay. Also, do you think this makes Brock a top 10? I think when you look at, here's my conversation for quarterbacks, Trey. Who can perform in the playoffs and when you need it most? That is the definition of top 10 elite quarterback. I'm not the biggest stats guy. I'm not the biggest QPR or, you know, freaking EPA stat nerds. Like, those things are cool. And, like, if that's your thing, awesome. And, you know, you can make stats say anything you want. I want somebody that has done it in the playoffs and can continue to get things done in the playoffs. That is a big deal to me. And so whenever you look at Brock Purdy, good gosh, yeah, he's checked that box, and it's not even close. Like, you look here, let me pull up his playoff chart. One, he's 4-2, okay? Six touchdowns, one interception. And again, I just said, well, I'm not, you know, again, we can spin the stats to say whatever we want, but whenever you have that playoff ratio, that's pretty solid. Now, you play in six games, you only have six touchdown passes. That's not like a lead or whatever else. But then you start looking at like the rushing yards. This dude's got 21 rush attempts for 98 yards, one touchdown, 4.7 yards per attempt. Dude's just doing every damn thing that he can do. And again, like, the number one thing I don't hear anybody else talk about, Brock Purdy walked onto the Super Bowl trailing in the fourth quarter three times. Every single time he walked off the field, the 49ers had the lead. Every time. Walk onto the field trailing, walk off the field winning. Sad thing is, it didn't work out. It didn't work out. But for me, is Brock Purdy in the top 10? Yeah, you got to be in the conversation because of the playoff performances for sure. Now, the people that don't like Brock Purdy, they're never going to change. Like, that ain't going to change. Maybe you get a couple Super Bowls, then it might. But still, they're going to be like, well, Shanahan, system QB, Avengers, blah, 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 everybody. Jimmy G could do it. Like, those people ain't going to change their mind. One, because those people don't watch football. They watch box scores and they watch clickbait podcasters and, you know, on certain channels that just spew hate because it appeals to human emotion and freaking, you know, mouth breathers. That's always going to be present in sports, and that's okay. It's not a bad thing. It's the holidays. You guys are all diehard Niner fans if you're here, and you're going to have conversations with family members that don't know shit about football, that's okay. They're great people. And they're going to say stupid stuff, and that's okay. They're still great people. But yeah, you're going to have these conversations with your cousins who are Steeler fans or whatever else, right? And you got to be there just like, yeah, Brock's pretty damn good. pretty good. Larry David right there. And so, like, I don't know. Do I consider him a top 10 quarterback? Like, if there's several ways you can look at it. If you wipe all the rosters clean and you get to pick which quarterback to start your franchise with, is Brock going to be a top 10? Probably not. Probably not. If you know you have Kyle Shanahan and you know you have this and you know you have that, then the answer is yes. So is Brock Purdy a top 10 quarterback? For the 49ers, he sure as hell is. And I'm very thankful. And I will echo Kyle's, you know, words. I want Brock to be the quarterback for as long as I am here.
Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. And it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Now, it's football season, and there is nothing more perfect for tailgating with your buddies or enjoying at home while watching the game. And with fast, free shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. So use code 49ers, that's 49ERS at checkout, for 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping. Or visit CigarsInternational.com/49ers and the discount will automatically apply. You got a buddy's birthday coming up and you don't know what to get them? Cigars International. You got Christmas gifts that people keep asking, what do you want? What do you want? You tell them. Go to CigarsInternational.com/49ers and get your gift there.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers. But that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Kyle Shanahan put his money where his mouth is, or at least the 49ers' money. Brock ain't going nowhere. Mac Jones comes in, 5-3, incredible. People are like, dude, you got to stay with Mac Jones. No. I'm telling you the whole time, no. Mac Jones, awesome. He gave you the chance to be in the fight for the one seed. That is incredible. A Brock Purdy, he is not. That's not an indictment. It's not. Mac Jones was awesome. You got a quarterback that just went out there and threw 5 damn touchdowns. And one of them should have been, yeah, I mean, literally to the point where you're throwing a touchdown to Jake Tongis that was a touchdown, but then you go hurry up and he scores a touchdown the very next play. It's just like, well, we'll just score another touchdown. It's not a big deal. I know that's not really the mindset or whatever. Maybe it is. But Brock is, oh, good gosh. That dude, just incredible. Just absolutely incredible. And so I'm very, very thankful that we get to continue watching this guy play football. And he's young as hell. How old is Brock Purdy right now? 25 years old. His birthday is in 3 days, right after Jesus, December 27th. So he is 25 years at 362 days old. Dude's 25. 25. Already got 4 playoff wins under his belt. That's more playoff wins than Dak Prescott and Tony Romo combined, by the way. That he will surpass that this year. Oh, man, I love it. Right here. Oh, man, appreciate you, JD. Best Niners tailgate organizer. That is very, very kind. Thank you, brother. Josh, our playoffs start Sunday night versus the Bears. It's playoff time. It is. Now, the buffer, that is a cool thing because, you know, you don't have the mindset of, well, even if we lose, we're still in. But the way that the 49ers clinched the playoffs with the loss by the Lions, come out Monday Night Football, on the road, holiday week, they came out thrashing. That's the good news. That's the, like, okay, is this team going to, like, relax a little bit? No relaxing whatsoever. That is what is just promising. You know what I mean? And now you're playing the Bears. Bears are a great team. You know, if the playoffs started today, the Bears are the 2 seed. They have the most comebacks in the final 2 minutes of the season this year. They are never out of it. Ben Johnson has had so much offensive success against the 49ers. Different team, whatever else. I get that. Like, this is going to be a battle. Yeah, you trashed the Bears last year. But, ooh, let's go get them. John, throw us a Christmas gift and give us a bet you'll place for the 49ers versus Bears. Ooh, that is a good question. I haven't gone through those yet. I got to wait for the practice reports and all that stuff. I want to know, is Kittle's going to play? Is Pearsall going to play? All those things. But the one thing I will be betting this week, yeah, probably 2 things I'm going to be betting. Eddie Pinheiro over 1.5 field goals. That just has been money all year. And you finally found, you know, Eddie P finally missed one, but it was like still a spectacular miss. And probably Brock Purdy over on rush yards. He didn't have a lot of rush yards against the Bears or against the Colts, but he covered, which was really, really good. So those are probably 2 that we're going to be hitting. And man, if you haven't bet yet, we still got a couple more days of Christmas, and my bookie's 12 days of Christmas going strong. December doesn't have to be the most expensive month of the year if you're betting with MyBookie. They have their 12 days of Christmas is coming soon with daily offers dropping back to back to back to back 12 days in a row all across sports and the casino. And I'm talking bets and gets, profit boosts, free spins, even surprise drops for social and Telegram users. And with December being so packed, you got the NFL, you got college NFL, your college bowl season, college hoops. It's all serving up for opportunities to cash. And if you go to mybookie.ag now, punch in the code 49ers, 49ERS, you get your first bet covered up to $500. Make sure you click that opt-in button. If you go big and miss on the first bet,
Use your bet back bonus token and run it back. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. And I mean anywhere. I've used this in California. I've used it in Texas. Doesn't matter where you're at. Go to mybookie.ag. Use promo code 49ers. And again, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie. All right, we got some FUD super chats. Let's get to them. Cam's dad, thank you, brother. What's harder, Bears or Hawks? Merry Christmas. I'm going to say the Seahawks, probably. One, because they're a division opponent. Two, that defense is, and special teams. Like, the 49ers have the second best ranked special teams group in the NFL. Seahawks are one. And like, it was funny, you know, I was texting some buddies during the Rams Seahawks game, and they were like, dude, how the hell have the Seahawks won all these games when they were down? And I was like, dude, special teams and defense. Then literally 30 seconds later, they returned the punt for a touchdown. Defense gets a turnover. Like, it just started, you know, humming, whatever. Like, win two phases, right? Can the 49ers beat the Seahawks? Absolutely. Brock Purdy has had their number pretty much nonstop, but got to handle business. So I would say the Hawks are going to be the harder game. I think the Seahawks are the more complete team. Now, offensively, the Bears pose the biggest challenge, right? And so that Bears offense versus this 49ers defense, that is a matchup that does not favor the 49ers at all. And then Sam Darnold, you throw that in there. Sam Darnold's had a good year. I'm still not quite so sure. Pressure situations. We'll see. Now, what he did at the end of the game, that deep pass to, you know, for the touchdown to beat the Rams was incredible. The 2-point conversion that was not, but was lucky, but sometimes balls got to bounce your way. And shoot, we saw that with the 49ers. Colton McGivens having a hell of a year, gets beat, Brock gets hit as he throws it, ball just lands in freaking Tonjes' hands, right? Or maybe it was Farrell, but whatever. Sometimes the ball goes your way. Happens for every team, and you got to have those breaks. Niners and Bears and Seahawks getting a lot of those breaks. That's why they are where they are. We'll see. I would say that the Hawks game is going to be more difficult. Tommy, my man, appreciate you, buddy. You are the best. We run all over great run defenses and not on bad teams. Make it make sense. Matt Stafford is overrated system. Garbage. I would not be voting for Matt Stafford as the MVP. Personally, I understand the stats are incredible. I would be voting for Drake May if I had to vote. He's doing basically the same thing with a lot less. Matt Stafford is very deserving of MVP this year. Let me say that. He would not be my vote. He would be number two for me because you're throwing to two of the best wide receivers of the NFL. In my opinion, Puka is the best wide receiver in the NFL currently, which is crazy to say. That dude just does everything. He's knucklehead. But yeah, so like I want less is more. Y'all want to talk Avengers? Shoot, let me throw to Devontae Adams and Puka Nacua. Let me do that. Let me have Sean McVay. See what I'm saying? So yeah, I don't think Matt Stafford's garbage. I can't stand him. I don't like him. I don't want any. Yeah, we'll see. But yeah, the run game's weird. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. The old line was blocking their asses off, man. That was such a good game against, you know, the Colts are not, like I said, they're not a top five defense, top 10 probably. But the one thing that they were great at was stopping the run. And they could not do that. You ran at will. It's weird. But again, 49ers perfect timing. If they were going to develop a run game at any point, now is the time. December football, January football. Now is the freaking time. And that's coming across. Monkey, appreciate Super Chat, my man. Merry Christmas to all. We know Eddie P's limit is 63 yards. Yeah. Wish I heard that doink reaction in person. You know what's funny? I probably shouldn't say this. I was like, all right, 17 seconds. I'm going to run to the bathroom. Shocker to none. Had a couple drinks, so I had to go to the restroom. And so I'm in the restroom, and they're playing the audio. Wish Levi's would do that everywhere. They don't do that for the upper row. But, yeah, I was like, oh, man, Eddie P's going to make a kick. And then, like, you could hear the doink on the radio broadcast in the bathroom, and it was hilarious. Everybody was like, oh, like Colts fans and 49ers fans alike, whether that was because of what they were doing in the restroom or not. I don't know. But anyway, Eddie P is unbelievable. And I love how much Shanahan wanted. Obviously, you want the points. But Shanahan's reaction was all of us just for the streak that is Eddie P this year. Unbelievable. Even in misses, he is still spectacular. You have the best kicker in football. And I know I said that statement on this show a couple weeks ago, and they were like, no, that guy in Dallas. Well, sure enough, Pet Rock, Nick Sorensen has even ruined the best kicker of football, Aubrey. And they're missing kicks, and now they're not even in the playoffs, and he's going to get fired. Stefan, for Christmas, can I get a Rams and Seahawks loss? That would be wonderful. Not likely, but it would be wonderful. It is still on the table that the 49ers could drop one game and still win the division. Not likely. And you couldn't lose the Seahawks game. So there is a pathway where you lose to the Bears, beat the Seahawks, and still win the division. Would not be getting the one seed, though. Would not be getting that. But, yeah, give me all the Rams and Seahawks losses that we possibly could. Bobby, how are we feeling about this rookie class? Merry Christmas, everyone. Yeah. You know, everybody got so hyped on Nick Martin and how great that dude was going to be. Hates that, you know, the concussion. Now he's on IR. His season's over. Mikael Williams, flash for sure. Consistent player. Pass rush still needs some work. Tore his ACL. That sucks. Alfred Collins is the gem of the class. Shocker. Who would have told anybody that one? I don't know. Looking around. Alfred Collins is the gem. No doubt about it. Upton Stout, pretty freaking incredible. I think his ceiling is really, really high. I am very excited about Upton Stout. CJ West, just, man, three of the best games of his career all in a row, and just earning that role, earning that, you know, uptick in snaps. Incredible. Let's go back. Who am I missing here? Goodness. I should probably have had this open. I'm on Brock Purdy page still. I got to get to the rest of the rookie class. Sorry. Chapman's brain is not on full function at this current moment. So apologize about that. Now, some of the rookies you just don't know yet. Jordan Watkins, healthy scratch. But we saw flashes in preseason. Jordan James, healthy scratch. We saw flashes. Then he had the injuries. So, the book's still out on those guys. But the 49ers have protected them as healthy scratches. You haven't had too many injuries at those positions. I understand wide receiver you have, but not an X. Excuse me. My voice is definitely not back. Marquise Siegel, wish he would have been, you know, gotten more playing time, but what he's doing on special teams is so promising. Curtis Rourke, we'll see next year. Connor Colby had flashes. Junior Bergen, let's be honest, that one, he's on the practice squad, so it's not completely over, but I doubt he's going to ever play for the 49ers, but we'll see. I got to blow my nose real quick. I apologize. Right after this, I got some more questions, some more comments. Sorry about that.
Hey, Niner faithful. If you're looking for tickets to see the 49ers play this season, TickPick is the destination for the best deals you'll find on tickets with absolutely no hidden fees. TickPick guarantees the best price on tickets to every NFL game and beyond. Download the TickPick app and use code Niners, N-I-N-E-R-S, at checkout to save $10 on your first order. Again, that's code Niners. Get your tickets ready today to cheer on the team with the rest of the 49ers Rush community. And all of our events for the 49ers Rush road trip are sold exclusively on the TickPick app or TickPick.com. Just search 49ers Rush.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Here we go. Shout out to the man. We got David Gill in the house. He says, that was a fun game all around. Still need some defensive love. Players step up more consistently. That's kind of the issue with the 49ers defense is consistency. And that's a D Winners. The Colts' entire game plan to start the game was go right at Tatum, Bethune, and coverage. And it worked consistently. Now, Tatum Bethune and why you play Tatum Bethune, how good he is against the run. And that worked. So can you get to the point where Jair Brown's not giving up touchdowns, where Diamador Lenore plays more consistently and just stops grabbing? Upton Stout just stops grabbing. Like, there's just question marks on consistency all three levels of the defense. Now, whenever you get turnovers and pick sixes, that masks a lot of the stink that this defensive team has, and Robert Saleh is helping them out. But, man, it, like, that first quarter, we bet both teams over, you know, 19.5 points. We covered, man. We made a lot of money this week. But they almost hit it in the first quarter. It was just, dude, it was Pac-12 after dark out there. But then the special teams, Jair Brown, who gave up a touchdown, also forced that turnover on kickoff coverage, which, man, Jair Brown was the worst kickoff cover player in the entire NFL a month through the season. He was god-awful, scared of contact. Switches come on. Now, can he get consistent with coverage and whatever else and stop giving up touchdowns? I don't know. But the defense is doing enough to hold serve at times. Can you continue to do that against teams like the Seahawks, against some of these playoff teams? We'll see. You know, the Colts are a borderline playoff team. Niners are 3-3 versus current playoff teams. Ooh, yeah, we'll have to see what that looks like. Josh, my man, he says, I'm going to flip the dinner table over and spill all the eggnog over a 49ers argument. Yeah, I've been a part of those. it's like the bear, whenever they're having their Thanksgiving meal or whatever. Yeah, growing up and, you know, having Thanksgiving and with all Cowboys fans and me, never usually went too well, especially whenever the Cowboys were on. I remember the Leon Lett Thanksgiving Day, whatever. That was a fun one. John Chapman had to eat alone after that one. Oh, I was laughing my ass off. I was the happiest man alive. Anyway, family is great. Football is better. My wife did not hear me say that. Big Papa, thank you. The quarterback and the coach have been in sync, and ours definitely are. You are exactly correct. It's a mind meld out there between Shanahan and freaking Brock Purdy. What did Shanahan say after the game? As close to a perfect game as you're going to get. As close to a perfect game. Whew. Man. Yeah. Pretty damn good football out there. It really, really is. Right here, Big Tone, he says, DeMarcus and Siegel benching never made sense because at the time he was doing all the same mistakes Brown did still. Yeah, that's all right. Like, he's going to have time. He's going to have time. Oh, look at this, David. It was so cool hanging out. David came out from Puerto Rico. We had a wonderful time. He's had awesome tailgates. Greeting from Puerto Rico. Hopefully you're back home and safe, man. Dude, it was absolutely incredible seeing you out there. You're the freaking man. Josh, don't like seeing Gifford playing linebacker, though. Yeah, I really thought that they would move Eric Kendricks to the Sam spot. They did not. Having said that, it's not like he played a lot of snaps. It is scary seeing 57 out there. How many snaps? He had 3 snaps, right? So, yeah, I get it. It's not ideal, but we did get to see Eric Kendricks go out there. He was out there for 10 snaps, did not play well, gave up 2 catches on 2 targets for 20 yards, had a 36 grade, not great, but they like Gifford in the run game. He knows where to be all the time. It's just he doesn't make plays in coverage. Yeah, he doesn't make plays in coverage. That's kind of the issue. Yeah, it's there. But what he's doing, and I've been harping, you know, Luke Gifford should be freaking in the Pro Bowl for special teams, and he made it. And I freaking love it, dude. He deserved it. He deserved it. He's incredible in what he's done on special teams this year. Absolutely. And so, like, does one affect the other? I don't know. I'm thankful that you have him, and I would prefer to get Eric Kendricks those snaps at that third linebacker spot, but we'll see. We'll see what that's going to look like. So I know today is a very, very short show, but I wanted to get something out after, you know, flying all day yesterday, not getting anything done with the being the holidays. This week's going to be crazy. I would ask for some grace. I don't know when I'm going to be able to get those film breakdowns for the 49ersrush.com. I will, whether I have to stay up after everybody goes to bed or wake up early this week. But my son's in town. Which he has not been back home for a very, very long time. And so Joe and Mike, my boys, are in town, and I'm just like the happiest guy ever. So anyway, just give me some grace this week. Content's going to be coming out, but enjoy yourself. Take time to enjoy the 49ers season, your family, all those things. If you can't be a happy football fan right now, check yourself a little bit. This is the good time to be a 49ers fan. Make sure you reach out to those that perhaps you're not thinking of, perhaps you haven't seen for a while. Remember, holidays are not easy for everybody. In fact, holidays are the hardest time for a lot of people. So those people that maybe had a big argument several years ago, whatever else, doesn't matter. Simple text is enough to change somebody's day. You have that power. So please, please, please take the time to spread love. Whether it's your holiday or not or whatever, who cares? Any reason is a good reason to show love and empathy to other people. What's up, Nicholas Parra, one of the best friends in the world. John, what a great season so far considering all the injuries. Defense is not great, but as long as the quarterback and coach keep this going, I love our chances. Somebody's got to do it. Why not us? Why not us? Why not us? Nick, appreciate you, man. Hopefully you and the family's all doing well. Say hi to everybody for me. That's going to do it. Sorry for the short show, but I just had to jump on here and say hi, man. 49ers hitting on all cylinders at the perfect time. Could they be better? Are they perfect? No. But perhaps their timing is absolutely perfect this season. Love you guys. Until next time, stay strong, faithful.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.